Hello, my name is Chris Barrett. I'm a professor of applied economics at Cornell University in the United States, and I was a member of the ISDC for the CGIAR. Today we will be discussing the concept of comparative advantage and how it applies to CGIAR research management. This will be a three-part podcast featuring myself and Professor Josh Graf-Zivin from the University of California at San Diego.
Thanks, Chris. Hi. This is Josh Graf-Zivin. I am a professor of economics at University of California, San Diego, with joint appointments in the Department of Economics, as well as the School of Global Policy and Strategy. I'm delighted to be here with you today.
For over half a century, CGIAR and its partners have developed high-impact science and innovation to address some of the world's biggest development challenges, reducing food insecurity, lowering poverty, advancing gender equity, conserving scarce natural resources. To tackle increasingly complex and pressing threats posed by climate change, pandemics, macroeconomic shocks, and more, CGIAR's 2030 Research and Innovation Strategy set a mission to transform food, land, and water systems in a climate crisis. However, even an organization with considerable past achievements and an annual budget of $900 million and a global presence of roughly 10,000 staff from 135 nationalities spread across the globe in various research centers cannot tackle these problems on its own. There's simply too much. Other organizations are also working in these spaces, and it becomes imperative for one CGIAR to partner strategically with other organizations to confront these challenges. Defining its comparative advantage now becomes more important than ever.
Comparative advantage is a tool that can help define the appropriate scope of work for CGIAR research projects, initiatives, or activities, and uncover opportunities for partnerships with outside organizations or with other CGIAR research entities. In essence, it's a tool to help us define what should be done inside CGIAR and what activities are best conducted outside of CGIAR, either independently or through partnerships. CGIAR recently updated its processes for identifying and working effectively with partner organizations, as described in the 2022 Engagement Framework for Partnerships and Advocacy. These improved processes for building and maintaining relationships should increase opportunities to improve efficiency and enhance impact through a concentration of effort on areas where CGIAR holds a comparative advantage. Over and above the direct gains in efficiency from specialization, or more likely partial specialization at the initiative level that comparative advantage analysis can unlock, the system as a whole can benefit from an improved and evolving understanding of the capabilities and goals of other entities in the agricultural research for development space and allied areas.
In this sense, the process of performing a comparative advantage analysis may be as important as the findings regarding any particular project or initiative. The task here isn't to come up with a numerical representation of comparative advantage. The task is to think through carefully the questions posed by comparative advantage analysis. This can help CGIAR refine initiative design, especially the assignment of roles and responsibilities within CGIAR, identifying partners effectively, those who have complementary capabilities to boost the impact of CGIAR research and to accomplish our shared impact goals, and to clarify the roles of each organization and the subunits within those organizations. The process can enable CGIAR to focus its in-house resources on areas where it can make the greatest strides in advancing the five impact areas to which the CGIAR is committed, given its financial and other constraints, and respecting the talents and capabilities of other partner organizations that share some of CGIAR's goals.
Comparative advantage is fundamentally about how costly one type of quality-adjusted deliverable is in terms of other desirable types of quality-adjusted deliverables, and how the trade-off between those deliverables differs between organizations. In short, it's really about opportunity costs. It's about what we need to give up in order to produce a particular thing, And it does so in an expansive way by thinking not only what are we giving up by producing one thing and not another, but attends to the capabilities of others in the system to understand that when we do not do an activity, others may be able to pick up where we left off. Or said another way, if we do pick up a new activity, others may no longer need to perform that activity and can direct their efforts elsewhere. It is distinct from the concept of productivity, which expresses how much an organization can produce of a particular deliverable, say pest-resistant maize varieties, with some set of inputs, say funding and time. It does not, because those do not concern or pay attention to the deliverables of other organizations. The question about maize varieties is who else can be performing that work and whether they are better suited to do that work to free up resources for us to do other activities that those organizations might not be able to perform. It also differs from absolute advantage, which compares different organizations' productivity in generating a given deliverable. It's not just whether my firm is better or my organization is better at performing or producing something than your firm. But when my firm or organization is producing something, I'm not producing something else. When your organization is producing something, you're not producing something else. This is a process for integrating over all the potential outputs of interest in this space to think about how to partition those activities to produce maximal benefit.
Josh has emphasized that comparative advantage is about opportunity costs. It's equally about recognizing one's place within the broader research ecosystem pursuing shared global goals. We share interests across lots of organizations in the private sector, in the public sector, in research institutions, in universities, and nonprofits. We share objectives and each has its own talents. Recognizing one's place in the broader ecosystem enables greater cooperation for greater and faster impact. Hence the importance of thinking carefully about opportunity costs and comparative advantage.